USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death.
A federal jury reached that unanimous decision on Wednesday. The jurors had deliberated for about 10 hours over the course of 2 days. Joe Recht is president of Pittsburgh's Dor Hadash Synagogue.
I am feeling a sense of relief that after 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018, and the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Robert Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges connected to the 2018 shooting. Last month, a jury decided Bowers was eligible for the death penalty. I'm John Schaefer.
Perhaps it's time to start thinking of New York City as the big green apple. That's because New York consumes more marijuana than any other city in the world. The 2023 Cannabis Global Price Index says the city blazes through 62 metric tons of weed every year. USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
An actress and former Scientologist is now suing the church. Leah Remini sued the Church of Scientology yesterday. The church's spiritual headquarters is in Clearwater, Florida, but the suit was filed in California. The former King of Queens co-star claims the church has stalked, harassed, threatened, and intimidated her. Remini left the church 10 years ago and has since been one of the church's most high-profile critics. She claims the threats and harassment go back to 2006, and she's asking for a jury to award her damages for enormous economic and psychological harm. There's a new guy in charge at the United Auto Workers, and he has some demands.
The new head of the United Auto Workers Union, Sean Fain, says his union members are suffering.
We're currently living in a cost of living crisis caused by corporate greed. Companies are jacking up prices to make larger and larger profits while our wages have remained stagnant or regressed.
Fain took to social media to lay out the union's demands, including wanting a 32-hour work week for union members. Fain says the COVID pandemic taught everyone how important it is to spend more time with family and less time working. Another demand is for the UAW to be allowed to strike if an auto plant is shut down. Currently, that's against federal law. I'm John Schaefer.
Lollapalooza starts today in Chicago. The headliner is Billie Eilish. Lance Pry, USA News.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linen, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows,
on a cloud.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.